Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief at Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Glad to be here.
You reported this week on how the state budget has affected the Ohio Arts Council. It looks like the organization got more money, but there's some strings attached to that. So can you tell me what the budget says?
Well, the Ohio Arts Council did get more money than they were expecting, and advocates for the Arts Council are very pleased about that and say that they're grateful for the additional funding. But there was a provision that was entered into the Senate version of the budget, which dictated basically how the Arts Council could spend a $1 million federal grant it got from the National Endowment for the Arts. And the provision said that that money needs to be used for subsidies for artists and arts groups and communities and not for administrative costs. Now, on the surface, that sounds like exactly what this administration has been talking about and what makes sense, that the money should go to artists and arts groups. And indeed, the Ohio Arts Council does. Most of its job is giving money out to artists and arts groups and in these subsidies. But the Arts Council tells me that there are administrative costs that go along with education programs and research and things that require people to do jobs in the office and don't necessarily involve individual artists getting funding to produce their works. And so they're very concerned that this provision that was added in the Senate and made it into the budget would restrict how they can use their federal dollars, not state dollars, but federal dollars, and it might endanger some arts education programs and some other things that are in the works. You know, there are different rules on federal grants than there are on state grants and federal money versus state money. But the senator that I talked to, Senator Chris Widener of Springfield, who was on the Senate Finance Committee, said this is what we do in the budget process. Legislators have the authority to dictate how funds are used, and we even have the authority to dictate how certain federal funds are used. And so this is what we want to demonstrate to the Arts Council and other agencies, that money needs to go to the individuals who are supposed to be getting it rather than administrative costs. But then, you know, the Arts Council is saying on the other side that administrative costs are valid and do matter in many cases. So it's a continuing struggle, I think, here between where the money goes and who should actually get it. And it's a conflict that we're seeing a lot more here at the State House.
And are there any other examples of this happening to other organizations in Ohio?
Well, the Arts Council says, as far as they're aware, they're the only state agency that has any sort of restrictions on its federal dollars like this, and they feel that they're unique in the nation, in fact. Now, you know, certainly there are rules on how money should be used in any department. I mean, Job and Family Services, education, all these agencies get federal dollars as well as state dollars, and there are rules on how that money should be used. But the Arts Council feels that it's unique in that this provision was put into their budget, and they don't feel that a similar restriction has been put into the budgets of other agencies. So they feel that, you know, while they're grateful for the extra state dollars, they feel that this restriction could eventually be a concern.
And certainly there are other organizations that get federal money, and I'm just wondering, when you talked to the folks involved, did they have any inkling to why perhaps the Ohio Arts Council was being singled out in that way?
There's an idea, and you know, this is not necessarily a partisan idea, that people want money going to the individuals who are in programs. You know, you want your money going for food banks to go to buy food to serve people. When you're looking at welfare programs, you want the money to go to recipients and not to administrative costs. And that issue, administrative costs versus services, but unfortunately, those two things are pretty closely tied. There's a segment for my television show, The State of Ohio, this weekend, where I'm talking to some people who are in the safety net organizations about this idea of too much money being spent on administration. But administrative costs are very, very important in determining who is actually eligible for programs, who should actually get the money rather than who should not get the money. And it takes people and administrators to figure out eligibility, to figure out who should get grants, to figure out which artists should get funding that goes to arts agencies. And so it's this idea that administrators are just people who push paper around. There are a lot of folks who are pushing back on that, saying that's not true. They're actually making sure the programs run as people want them to be run.
We mentioned a little bit about what impact that this would have on the Ohio Arts Council, but what impact will it have on other state organizations that are involved in the arts?
I'm not sure. I think the Arts Council is still fleshing this whole thing out. The Arts Council is now looking at the programs that were getting some money from this NEA grant, I think, and trying to figure out what can we do now to keep these programs going, because that's obviously what everybody wants to see happen, is programs that were in place or planned, they want to see those programs continue on. And so I think it's kind of one of those wait-and-see things to figure out exactly what happens and who will be affected in the long run.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.